Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
God literally made people naked. Yeah. So he's not the one who has a problem with the human form.
No.
So I think that's a you problem.
And he also did make women. He made us a rib. So fucking first of all rude.
Yeah. We're just ribs.
What's up everyone?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Welcome back. I want to say a quick apology to anyone who was listening only last week. I was informed that we did, we talked about gestures and didn't describe any of them. And so we're just like this and this? Like this and that and like
that
just
was
posing.
All a ploy to get you to go watch the YouTube.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Stop listening. No, keep.
Please keep listening.
Do it. Go watch us on YouTube and then download us on multiple platforms.
Please.
Just whatever you can do.
It would be great.
Yeah. We're just trying to drain your battery.
We'll try to be more mindful of that.
Yeah. I forget now that we're on video that we sometimes have to just... Because
that
we used to be very...
To descriptive?
Yeah. Oh my God. I was going to say describey.
That's a word.
Yeah. Did you see the TikTok where... I think she's a kindergarten teacher, wants children to rewrite the English language.
I would fucking love that.
She was like, excuse me, we are in the middle of a pandemic.
Pandemic!
I know.
Oh, man,
there was like another one that I can't remember, so I don't know why I tried to suggest it.
No, but that was like a pandemic alone.
Yeah.
Pan?
Yeah. There was something that had to do with a jet ski. Is a motorboater or something like that? Instead of like a motorcycle. A motorcycle. It's a motorcycle. Motorboater is not. That sounds a different.
I like that better.
It's
motorcycle. Okay, that's so adorable.
I know.
Wow.
It's a really cute TikTok.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Love that.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're having a rough time. And by we, I mean specifically me.
I'm wearing a cat sweatshirt.
I'm
you guys
Jerry's
can't
sweatshirt.
Tell. This is not just a bag of tea and water.
Yeah, we made lattes.
Yeah, I got a milk frother, everybody. Yeah.
We froth this bitch.
Yes. So if you guys didn't see our stories, we're going to be talking about hometown scandals or like workplace scandals.
Yeah.
Because
once again, if you're listening or watching, go add us on Instagram because we ask a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have a bigger following. We've grown like exponentially in the past couple of weeks.
Thanks.
That's what I like. But I didn't realize how many responses we were going to get. So full apology if you sent one. I'm for sure not going to get to all of them.
Yeah, here's the deal. Normally when we used to do Q&As, we would have like 6 responses, and then we would always have like a BuzzFeed article or a Reddit article
where we could get the rest of the questions.
Yeah. And sometimes if there was more than 6, it was almost certain that my friend Rachel had sent in 15.
Yeah.
Which were all great questions, super valid.
So
a lot
you.
Of the judgments were hurt. No, I'm kidding. But now that was not the case.
No, yeah. It was overwhelming. Yes. In a wonderful way. Please keep doing that.
Yeah.
But just so you know, if you're listening, I apologize. There's definitely no way I can get to all of them, so I'm just going to go in order, and then we'll do what we...
Yeah, and if you guys like this, we can do a part 2.
Yeah!
I'll be honest. The reason I wanted to do this, this was a suggestion, again, from Rachel. How many shout-outs do you want?
Hello! So many.
The reason... This was a suggestion, but the reason why I really wanted to do it is because there were things... I'm so happy so many of you connected with my teaching story. I really thought, like, no one cares about this.
No, but so many people.
I know. And that was so validating for me. I told my therapist all about it. We're actually going to spend an entire... My entire next session is going to be specifically talking about the school.
Oh,
I was in a full-blown panic attack on Tuesday when it came out. Because it was really triggering for me. Because I wasn't 100% honest. And what I mean by honest is I omitted a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel safe to talk about it. I don't feel comfortable talking about it. And I told her, and she's like, you're gonna need to talk about it.
Yeah, at least with her.
Yeah. And she goes, she said, I don't want you to stop sharing your story with people. Because I know that it helps people and it helps you to help people.
Right.
But expect a panic attack because when you bottle those things up and you don't talk about them, they have this power over you.
Yep.
And in order for them to be less scary, you just need to get them out. She's like, so talk to a friend, talk to your husband, talk to me, just tell the story. So I'm going to be sharing all of that. But this, in a way, was trying to encourage other people who have not had an opportunity to share a story.
Yeah.
An opportunity to share that story.
And there were a couple people. Jerry did not look at these. I did because I wanted a reaction from her. And there were quite a few people that were like, thank you so much. I've never told anybody this. Thank you for allowing me. Yeah, I know. And I was like, a lot of shitty men. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Listen, I'm already heated. I spent the majority of today being a keyboard warrior. And I've come up with a new business plan.
Oh, is it Facebook fighting? Because I would be great at that.
Well, I don't want to limit it to just Facebook. I want to create somewhere for people to submit. Oh my God. Someone just reached out to us in our DMs.
Oh.
If you're this person from this company, I'm going to need you to tell me how legit you are, okay?
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of DMs from people trying to get me to join their platforms, and I don't know the validity. So if you're hearing me...
That means at least you're listening.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to need you to, like...
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to clarify. But on this platform, it's like people can ask us questions. They have to pay for it.
Yeah,
but like,
that's the one I was going to ask you about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just called him out. Let us know. We never responded to you because I feel
because we had to discuss it.
We're discussing it live right now. But I want people to tell us about shitty people in their life. And then because she said, you can just send them like responses to questions or like personalized messages. And I'm like, I would like to send personalized fuck yous to people that hurt.
The people that we love?
Yeah. 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 So if you have someone who's like a misogynist, a bigot, insert
send us their
something
home
phobic.
Address and we will send an entire envelope of just glitter.
Penis-shaped glitter.
Oh, that's really good. I like that.
It's like confetti.
There was also a lot of homophobic people in this as well.
See,
of
that's...
Of course, that, which is so frustrating.
That was what my rant was about.
I know.
Well, it was more transphobic.
Well, yeah, we're seeing a lot of that recently, which is very frustrating.
Yeah, I part of me.
And if you're wondering if we will be the type of people who will just let it go,
nope.
Just know that me and Jerry were fighting all day with people. Not kidding. If you were wondering why we don't get back to your messages right away, it's because we're fighting with people about trans rights.
You know what?
And it's important.
I don't care if I'll see you at Christmas.
Yeah.
I will fight you at Christmas if I need to.
About human rights.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. So, yeah, there was that. I just wanted you to know that I'm already hyped. So if you're gonna share mean things, I'm ready for it.
Well, I am. But can we also before can we segue for a second?
Yeah.
Before how many times are we gonna say? Lola Bunny. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's controversial right now.
Yeah.
Because people are upset, Mosby. If you don't stop licking,
stop
yourself.
Your licking. Don't wink at me.
It was like you. So Lola don't Bunny. Like this. Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny.
There's a lot of controversy going on because she got a breast reduction.
Did she or did she just get baggier clothes?
That's the thing. We can't tell because they made her like fucking fuckable.
Yeah.
In that first one. Like I was like an 8-year-old girl and I was like, I could fuck a bunny.
I told Shane, I was 100%. Like, isn't it weird that they sexualized a bunny? And he's like, yo, Lola Bunny was my first crush.
She said that and I was like, Lola Bunny was my first crush.
And he goes, I kind of looked at him funny and he's like, what, your first crush was Simba? Get out of here.
Okay, Simba was hot.
Honestly. And you wearing fucking a red shirt and yellow pants making me feel some type of way about Winnie the Pooh.
Get out. I Winnie the Pooh around my house all the time. You know, like full on crop top, no pants or underwear. Corey's always like, can you figure this situation out?
Yeah, you and the
answer
it
is
out.
No. Yeah. The answer is you find me in the 100-acre woods. This
you give me that 100-acre wood. And we'll figure it out together.
I forgot that my dad's been listening because I was totally going to make a Bush joke.
Yeah, because whatever we said before that wasn't offensive.
So sorry. Sorry about the fuck a bunny joke.
Sorry that I'd fuck a bunny.
But they didn't have to make her that hot. That was aggressive for a children's
and
show.
It made me confused since my grandma's a bunny.
I forgot about your grandma being a bunny. Oh, no. Well, hopefully she's not Lola Bunny.
No, if she is, she's definitely like present day Lola Bunny.
Yeah. They made her ponytail a little lower. Uh-huh. Did you notice? Which are just her
honestly,
ears.
You know what's funny? Is Shane was like super attracted to me when we first met, specifically
because you were a rabbit.
Specifically because I'm a descendant of a rabbit. It was specifically in my basketball attire. He was like, damn, I'm feeling some type of way about those shorts that go down past your knees.
Do you know that a guy that I used to work with said he was really into me because I looked like a rabbit? It's my overbite.
No, I think you have like a little
Yeah, I have a small nose and a big teeth. I am a fucking fuckable bunny.
Hey. Put that in your bio somewhere.
Fuckable bunny? That's it. No other words.
Nope.
Here. No, wait. Mom, podcaster, fuckable bunny.
You have to now.
Hey, you guys who make t-shirts? I'll wear it.
Oh my
I
god.
I sorted right into the microphone. I'm sorry.
Do you know that remember that one book that I was gonna write that you were like, is this just a story about you? And I was like,
Wait.
The one where the girl dreams about a guy and then is like determined mm-hmm. to find him in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't know it's a dream when the book starts.
Right.
Okay?
Right. We're telling you. Because it'll never be
right. I wrote this and I don't know what happened to it. I wrote like one chapter. And I remember writing it up in my room in the poop house I lived in Kent.
Sure.
And I lived in the attic and I ran downstairs to my roommate's room. And I'm like, Jessica, read my book. And now thinking about it, I'm so fucking embarrassed that I was just like this 21-year-old girl who's like, read this book that I started to write about my life on my laptop. Anyway.
How many pages was it?
I told you I wrote one chapter. It was three pages. I was hoping when it was on a smaller...
Yeah, sure.
And then it would be longer. But it started off like a date. And it literally was them looking at people and trying to figure out what animal they looked like. So now I feel like I need to rewrite it.
Hippo.
Like, giraffe.
Lion. Fuckable bunny.
I always thought I was a toucan.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. You're a horse. Oh,
yeah. I'm a horse. Nay, bitch.
Oh.
Nay, bitch. Nay,
bitch, nay. Oh. See, look at us. We're taking our insecurities. We're making us animals.
Oh.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Anyone draw? Make me a horse.
Make me a bunny.
Oh, damn. But I want to be a hot horse.
No, I'm fuckable bunny. Yeah, make me Lola bunny.
Oh, my God. Oh,
but anyways,
shit.
Yeah, I'm not offended by what they've done to her because I think that they never should have made her that hot to begin with. They were aggressive for a children's movie.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, maybe if it was for an adult's movie, and then I was like, nobody needs to fuck that rabbit.
Yeah, and why is like no one else on her level?
Nobody.
Yeah, there's no competition. She is like, everyone is going to just...
Men, female, everybody just honing in on that bunny.
Yeah, she doesn't have a chance.
And she would like full on flirt with Michael Jordan, and I'm like, you don't fuck that rabbit? He's a married man.
Michael, if you don't fuck that rabbit, I'm going to fuck that rabbit.
Oh, you ready to do what we all want to do?
Do it for us, Michael. So what we want to say is we're not professionals, guys.
No, we're not.
I did want to get into like a...
segue to a serious moment. Are we ready?
Yeah. Okay. Put your pencils down if you're drawing me as a hot horse. Sierra is a fuckable bunny. Just put that on pause. Okay.
Get back to it eventually.
Yeah.
And that's an order.
I'm gonna make you with a whip.
Hold on. I for sure just thought I had a froth face. It's, oh my God. I was just about to be like, oh, there's a face in my milk froth. And it's just the outline on the cup. What a fucking idiot I am.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, Sierra and I were talking about this today is that like, a lot of the messages that we're getting are super positive, and we really appreciate that people are feeling so, I don't know, connected to what we're saying.
Yeah.
We hope that the vibe we're giving off is like friendship slash like big sister talks.
Yeah.
Because we are not professionals. Yes, I have a degree in education. I'm an intervention specialist. I am still certified with the state. Not a medical or mental professional.
Yeah, when we talk mental health, we are talking about our journeys with it and things that our therapists have said. So,
yeah. Or like that we've encountered online that clicked with us. And so we are just regurgitating information and sharing it with you. But I don't want anyone to like hear it and think it's gospel or that whatever works for us is going to work for someone else. That's not the case.
Yeah.
So... We had to say that
because we're gaining a bigger follower than we expected. Follower, just one huge ass fucking follower. We're like, sir. I am a bunny.
We've reported them. But
oh fuck, we can't be serious.
I know that bunny situation really took me. But also, we've been getting a lot of topic suggestions, a lot of them, we just want to be really thoughtful in talking about. So they are on a list.
We're gonna get to them. We're going to sit down here soon and discuss, make a plan for the next couple months.
And honestly, We are people who are terrified to let people down. And so we are just having this conversation with you. So we know what the level of
expectations now.
Even though like no one put expectations on us, I just saw that that people liked us. And I was like, no, please don't.
We're actually terrible.
I'm so scared for you to like me because then you could stop liking
me. I don't want to let you down. We just don't want to let you down.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing was we see that you guys want us to get back to Tangents of True Crime. That is not a series that we want to stop.
Yeah.
But
we've just been kind of, first of all, the research part of it is so important to me. So I really, like with the rest of these, we just kind of throw it together. Sometimes we'll do a decent amount of research if it's something like really important. But like with
mermaids.
This one, exactly, like mermaids. But with true crime, especially with the ones that people want us to do that are like newer, you have to keep in mind that there are still families. Some of the victims are still alive. Like there are survivor stories. Yeah. We're not really. I like true crime, but talking about like children being hurt or killed or murdered or sexually abused is not something that I want to do because me and Jerry are both the type of people, we've said it before, that tend to laugh or make jokes, and we never want to come across as
insensitive.
Yes, because we want the victims and their families to have the utmost respect from us. So we definitely will get back to it. Probably not monthly, but we will have more.
I think that's why we like doing more of like the mystery ones.
Yeah. Because that way it's not such, I don't know. I want to do them. I'm not a full on researcher like some of these other podcasters.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is that if you do love true crime, that's something we sprinkle in.
Yeah.
But there are amazing true crime podcasts
that
which
like
you
dedicate
already know.
Their time to like amazing research. And the thing, I want to be able to do it justice if I do it. I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't want to say anything wrong or come off the wrong way. So when I do it, I am very specific about the ones that I pick and how I do it. So we definitely will bring it back, but it's going to be kind of, you know.
So those are just our disclaimers.
Yeah. That you didn't ask for, but we fucking gave it to you anyways.
So you're welcome.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm doing it. I was like, so let's go. Okay.
I'm realizing now that milk was a bad choice because I'm feeling so very phlegmy.
Yeah.
But
we're both like.
I know. If this whole episode is us hacking up a lung.
So sorry.
A lung?
A lung. My whole lung is
so
in my
sorry.
Throat.
Also, I thought about something that I want Corey to mansplain to me.
Okay.
I was eating a cookie earlier and I was trying to talk while it was in my mouth and I. breathed in, I think, a chocolate chip.
Aspirated it?
What's that?
That's when you like... No, aspirating is like something like when liquid gets in your lungs.
Oh.
I think.
Oh. Well, I thought a chocolate
that's how
chip...
people die when they throw up, when they're laying like this,
and then they
breathe. Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense. But I thought I sucked in a chocolate chip and I was like, Shane, where'd it go? I just imagined a chocolate chip like sitting in my lungs.
Like, is it going to be there forever?
Oh my God.
Is there something in there that would digest it? And he's like, Jerry, I think that if you sucked in a chocolate chip, you would die. It would not make it down there.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't believe Shane at all.
That's why I need someone to mansplain that.
We got medical field people now. Can you explain?
Doctors.
Okay. This first one is really good. Really good.
Okay.
I'm not going to say any names because nobody specifically sent their names. So even though I know some of these people's names, I'm just not going to.
Yeah.
We're going to keep them all anonymous. Okay. So this one says, okay, I'm not sure if this is what you're looking for, but where I work, I prep semen samples. So you already know this. For intrauterine inseminations, artificial insemination.
Yeah.
And on more than one occasion, I went to look at the sample under the microscope. Obviously, I have to make sure the sample is a good sample because if not, I wouldn't want patients to waste their money.
Right.
These are obviously expensive treatments. But I can usually tell just by looking at the guy's sample if something is up. And long story short, guys will bring me a cup of one of the following, spit or water. So I have to tell the doctor, and then the doctor will call the male and ask them what the fuck is up, and they will start oversharing with the doctor that they don't want kids, and that they will pay the doctor for the procedure if we will just inseminate their partner with their spit or water.
Oh my God.
Because they don't want children. Obviously, the doctor tells them hell no and to speak to their partner. So, like, I guess the message is to just make sure to talk to your partner about having children. Children aren't for everyone, and that's okay. But also make sure you aren't with someone who would deliberately go behind your back to put their spit or water into your uterus and try to hide it from you.
To actively avoid having a family with you?
Yes! Not to mention, they know they will watch you become increasingly upset or insecure about yourself for not being able to get pregnant, when in fact you are a sweet baby angel with absolutely nothing wrong with your reproductive organs and just your partner picking abilities.
Oh my God.
Starting it off with a fucking bang.
Hey, if you're someone who did that,
fuck off. Eat forever. Glass. Literally.
Like, slowly.
That one
you
got me.
You absolute trash monster.
Can you imagine someone doing that to your wife?
No!
We've both had issues where we've been with pregnancy loss and with struggling to get pregnant. Yes. That feeling is like no other that I can explain to you. And to know that your partner is doing that to you on purpose.
To know that this is a story that is not an isolated incident.
That's what I'm gonna, it happens more than once.
What? In what world?
Yeah. When I read that, I was just like, holy fucking shit.
What type of fucked up as a person do you have to be like, yeah, baby, we've been struggling for so long. Mm-hmm. Let's just go to the doctor and then that will make it better. Here's water.
Not
or my spit? Your spit. First of all, you're in the room just baby birding into this cup? Get fucked.
Get fucked forever. Not to mention, you're willing, instead of just being a normal human and having
a spiked baseball bat, not anything you enjoy.
Yeah, no, get fucked with a baseball.
In your peen hole.
Oh, in the hole.
Yes.
Not to mention, this is not a cheap procedure. So instead of just being a normal human and, I don't know, having a conversation with your partner or divorcing them if you think it's going to be a deal breaker having a child and that you don't want one and they do, like,
hey, go to therapy.
Hey, please.
Get the fucking therapy. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. End the fucking episode. I am too. Wow. Okay.
It's going to get worse. Okay. This one says,
anyone who said that we are like the less crass version of anyone.
I would like to listen to that podcast because how crass are they?
I mean, in this one is probably going to be especially bad. Just because we talk about fucking bunnies and then putting spiked like baseball bats and peen holes.
And then we're like, get fucked.
Eat glass, piece of shit. Sorry, I'm literally saying all of this and imagining people who I would like to say this to for other reasons.
Yeah, get fucked, bleep. You know who you are.
You know exactly who you are. Please don't try and find me.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience. Because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone, and this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility,
plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this, and then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it and you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20
and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Ladies and Tangents is sponsored by Claritin. Luckily for those that live with symptoms of allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
I will tell you, it's so funny because in my household, Corey recently was like, I think I'm getting a cold. I'm getting a cold. I'm getting another cold. I'm like, hey, babe, I think you have allergies. Mm-hmm. I think maybe you just need to pop one of these pills. And guess what? All of his symptoms went away. I'm like, I don't think it's a virus. I think it's just weeds.
And I also know that whenever I go to Sierra's house, my allergies kick into place because of a certain pet.
So true.
And thankfully, I'm able to enjoy all my time there. Now, just after I take a little Claritin D, clears me right up. All my symptoms are just like, what cat?
Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Get non-drowsy relief for allergy symptoms with Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful release is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Spring vibes are in the air, and when you bring in some of the beautiful flowers that are blooming around your house, you probably want to smell them and not your litter box.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Pretty Litter, you can.
Seriously, nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. And I'm serious when I say that the whatever magic is in those crystals, I cannot smell anytime. My cat will literally poop right next to me, and I don't realize that she did it until I hear her litter box start going.
It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Pretty Litter's crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and so much more.
Which is super helpful since cats can't talk, and that's important information to have.
So true.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. I know, because whenever I go over to Sierra's, it's there.
Always have some. Seriously. But it's so nice because I don't have to change it as much as normal, but I still have some on deck then whenever I do need it.
And you won't run out, and you don't have to go to the store and carry around a giant thing of litter. Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that,
What's coming out of it?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex Discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So they are planet friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. You already know how to use it and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code tangents at flexfits.com/tangents. Okay, this one says, hey, just replying to your recent story about a recent workplace scandal. I am a server currently, and in your last episode, you touched on how much worse you have heard it has been since COVID. Let me tell you, you are right. So sorry, you sweet, sweet, sweet babies. I fucking feel for you. I swear to God, I know it's been bad. Oh, I'm not kidding when I say that. Fucking got your back. Okay. I love them.
I know.
This past summer, while doing patio service only, I had the rudest customer I've ever dealt with. He came onto the patio and demanded service right away. I told him it would be a moment as I was setting up a table for a reservation. He demanded to be served twice more. And when I walked by to grab him a menu, he said, I was just asking for service with a smile. Instantly, I will fucking rip your dick off with my teeth. If you ever ask me to smile. I'm sorry, that was aggressive. Stop asking people to smile. If we enjoyed your company, we would smile. Yeah. If I'm not smiling, it's because you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Sorry. Or I'm having a bad day. Either way, I don't owe you shit.
Yeah. Make me smile.
Yeah.
Make me smile.
Do a fucking trick.
Tell me a fucking joke.
Tell me I'm a fucking bunny.
Go ahead. Say a fucking joke. Make me smile. I swear to God, he would think I was a sociopath, psychotic killer. I would switch it on. Oh my God, do not fuck with me.
We have both told each other that we can like do this thing where it completely all emotion leaves our face and we're just like
it's scary.
Do it. Go ahead. Do a fucking trick for me. Mm-hmm. Stand on your fucking head.
You want me to smile? Oh, I'll smile. Make me happy. How fucking scared would you be? Would you be like, I'll take the check? Yeah. Yeah, you'll fucking take the check and then you'll see me smile because you're fucking leaving. Oh my God. Hey, Dad, don't listen to this. Yeah. I'm saying the F word so much.
Me too. We're really getting.
Yeah. So I told you. In the beginning.
We're getting fucking fresh.
We are not professionals. We are animals.
And we are angry.
Yeah. We're angry bunnies. And horsies. Okay.
Horsies.
Nay, bitch. Oh, I got hair all stuck on my lip. Well, that was a big guy.
You gotta stop wearing lip gloss.
I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously I was annoyed. I gave the table to my coworker who he repeatedly harassed and actually ended up touching her thigh.
No, ma'am.
Don't touch people.
Nope.
He kept trying to come in and use the restroom.
You want to catch these hands? Touch my thigh.
Yeah, exactly.
Touch my thigh and you'll catch these hands. Swear to God. Touch someone else's thigh who doesn't want you touching their thigh. You'll catch these hands.
We're so angry.
Catch them. So mad.
He kept trying to come into the use the washroom with no mask. So annoying because we're not your fucking babysitters. I'm not even working during the pandemic, but I can imagine how annoying it must be to have to be literal babysitters for grown adults.
Yep.
After his third attempt, the bouncer finally removed him. He was very embarrassed, and in the scuffle, his necklace fell off. He then called us when he returned home. I answered thinking it was a takeout order. He screamed into the phone saying our bouncer stole his $2,000 diamond chain. Then he told me he was coming back to shoot me and all my coworkers and stab our bouncer's neck with his diamond chain.
Hey, you don't need to catch my hands.
Nope, I'm scared.
I'm now so scared of you. I talk such a big game.
But now we're scared. Now you brought guns into it. We
I'm just a horse. Please don't come here.
I hung up and called the cops, who never showed up. Great. Amazing. Love that. And spent the next hour on the patio feeling like a sitting duck, serving people beer and chicken wings and looking at every car that drove by, hoping there wasn't a gun hanging out of the window pointing at me because you're on the patio. Yep.
Listen, I mentioned school shootings in the last one. Every student, I was like, is it you? Could you kill me today?
And working
every single student, every single parent who came in. If I was in the front office, I was like hyper aware of every movement. Oh my God, the cafeteria? You'll never catch me in the cafeteria. Nope. No,
listen, even at bars, because you're not supposed to, especially in Ohio, I don't know what the rule is for other places, but in Ohio, you're allowed to conceal carry, but not if you've been drinking. And a lot of bars won't even let you in there. At the last bar that I worked at, people would like gladly come in and show that they know it was
That's
in a very
weird.
Podunky small town.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it was. Yeah. And these people are like friggin' love guns. So they would be like showing it to the other people at the bar like it was a cool trick. And they're wasted.
Yeah.
There's nothing more unsettling than a super drunk person who's showing you they have a loaded gun on them. That was when that happened. I remember I went home to Corey and I was like, yeah, I don't want to go back there.
Yeah.
I can't.
No wonder you had insane anxiety working there. Oh my God.
I know. Okay. Later found out he was arrested for domestic abuse because they found him at home beating his girlfriend. And then she said, here's a pic of his $2,000 diamond chain.
They still have it?
It's not $2,000. Look at that. That's what he was throwing a fit about.
If it is... Have a nice Christmas party at your work.
Freaking throw it. Does it have like a Pac-Man on it? What is that?
That's an upside down hand, I think.
Oh.
Or it's a ghost.
Yeah,
it could be a Pac-Man ghost.
So anyways, we've got some really good ones right off the bat.
Honestly.
This is one. It says, my manager at a pizza place is homophobic and repeatedly referred to me as the F slur when I wasn't in the same room. I was then taken off the schedule when I put in my 2 weeks notice.
Oh my God, get hit by a car.
I know. Literally, get hit by a fucking car.
Two cars.
I don't want you to die.
Get smashed
I want
between
you to
two.
Literally live long enough for it to hurt really bad. You fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. And what sucks is like you can't even necessarily prove that that's a hate crime and do anything about it.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Oh my God, there's more?
No, not for that one, but just the rest of them.
I mean, that's still fucking bad.
I don't think anything gets worse than that, but I'm just saying it's going to get equally as bad.
Yeah.
So I worked somewhere.
It doesn't get better, is what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I worked somewhere for 7 years. One day I went to work and I had on leggings, a tank top, and a lace kimono thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked into work, one of the technicians proceeded to literally growl at me. Tell me that my lace shirt turned him on and how I was so sexy he didn't know if he would be able to contain himself. Mind you,
go home.
Yeah, go home then if you can't fucking... Mind you, this was in like a small room where I couldn't get away from him without going past him. That's fucking so foul. You're a predator.
Yeah.
Okay. He was probably 35 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
When I told my boss, she said, that's just over my pay grade. So when I went to the president of the department, his response was, well, men will be men. What do you expect? And women are there for us to look at?
Oh.
She said nothing ever came of it, and I had to work with that creep for 2 more years.
That makes me absolutely sick.
I know.
Because I feel like we all have a story that's very similar to that.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I can't even tell you how many times bosses of mine have sexually harassed me.
Oh, yeah.
Like... ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
In front of customers I've had, like...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, here's the annoying thing about that, is you have two options.
You can either be like, go fuck yourself and get fired.
Yep.
Or laugh it off or don't do anything so you can keep your job. And then they think it's okay. Then they think you like it.
Right.
So they keep fucking doing
it. You're one of the cool ones. You're not going to say anything.
Yeah. That hits me so hard because I literally was that person where, because I just didn't want conflict.
I ended up gaslighting myself.
Yes. And I was like, is it really that bad that he tells people he wants you to get on your knees in front of customers?
Mm-hmm.
This one's really good. This is more funny slash creepy than scandalous, but a guy was sneaking into people's houses at night to suck on people's toes while they slept. I'm not sure how many feet he got to before getting caught, but it was definitely shocking that it happened more than once. I'm sorry, that's not funny to the people that it happened to, because that would be fucking horrifying, but
oh my God. Listen, I would be like, geez, because these toes hot. Okay. I don't know what you're going to get. You came to the wrong house.
From here.
I have never gotten a pedicure.
I'm just kidding. Honestly, sometimes I'll look down at my toenails.
I thought you were going to say mine.
No, I'll look down at my toenails and I am like, holy fuck, when was the last time I clipped those? Mm-hmm. Like, I could pick up a small rodent.
Oh my gosh.
I am a rabbit and
snagged?
I am a falcon. Sheets? Corey, all the time when we're laying in bed, he's like, clip your fucking toenails because they're just like scratching.
Well, you like to rub, you're like a cricket as well. You like to rub your feet.
I literally do this all the time. And then sometimes I'll catch myself with my bad boys.
If those of you listening, she's rubbing her ankles together like a cricket.
Thank you. Have yours ever grown so long that they've started growing into your skin?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Me neither. My sons did, though.
You sure?
Throw him under the bus.
Sure.
No, they really did. And I was like, wow, I have neglected the... Well, here's a... He's like at a weird age where like I forget that he still needs me to do things like clip his toenails for him.
Yeah.
Because he also like makes his own food. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. So I forget that.
I need
like...
a list of what you can and can't do.
Yeah. He like showers himself. Yeah. And I guess I could just teach him how to clip. But he's terrified that he's going to hurt himself. And I'm like, whatever, I'll just do it for you.
Listen.
I know.
I cut Ollie's nail too close one time and I was like...
Oh, I'm the worst mom in the world.
It's terrible. It's so scary. Noah's dad did that to him before when he was a baby. And then decided to put a paper towel over the cut with some tape.
Oh.
The first thing he did was stuck it in his mouth and ripped it off and then started to choke. So it turns out, don't do that.
Yeah, certainly don't do that. I did that to Louise one time. So I had...
That was a dog.
Yeah, I had another dog other than Mosby. Oh, Click Clack's not down here.
Yeah, he left.
So we had two dogs. Louise now lives with my mother-in-law because she was really aggressive with Ollie, bit him on the face. And she just was really agitated around toddlers. And like, it was not a happy environment for her. Wasn't a safe environment for Ollie. Luckily, his mom lives on a farm. So when I tell people I sent her to a farm, they like give me a look. And I'm like, no.
No,
like,
for real. For she real. Has like so much.
Yeah.
A better life.
Right. And we still get to visit her. She's come here. She was just here for Thanksgiving. But like, Mosby's toenails are white. So you can like see the quick.
Yeah.
Louie's were not. And so I cut it too close one time and it started to bleed and I felt horrible. But I read like you can put cornstarch on it to like stop it, get it to clot. So I put cornstarch in a sock and then put it around her and she sat and then slapped her paw down and just a cloud of cornstarch came out of the sock and she was running around the house and it was just like cornstarching everywhere. So we had to put it in a bag and then a sock.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you should have done that to Noah.
Cornstarched him?
in a sock.
Oh, amazing.
I'm still thinking about that guy who was an absolute predator about a fucking tank top.
It's terrible. There's also a lot of sexual harassment ones.
Yeah.
This says, in response to the hometown scandal 4 years ago on May 4th, Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
A kid went into our high school wearing a stormtrooper costume. Apparently, a mom dropping off her kid saw him and thought it was someone wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying a case. The case turned out to be his flute case. But she called the cops and a full active shooter and possible bomb threat lockdown and evacuation ensued. Traumatizing at the time, but now it's a running joke in the school. The stormtrooper kid even gets in on it.
Oh.
The poor guy just wanted to, like, cosplay at school.
Yeah.
But also, I can understand the mom. Like, you don't want to...
You know what's the weirdest thing? is when it's an active shooter slash bomb threat, you literally don't know what to do. You're like, if I stay in the school, I think I'm dead.
Yeah.
If I leave, could also be dead.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do right now.
Oh, that's such a scary situation.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Mm-mm. Okay. This one says, for the hometown scandal, my next door neighbor murdered his wife. Sorry, when they
true crime people
scandal, this one fucking went. And me and my cousin smelled it 3 days later from the laundry room pipe. There was a rally in town because half the town was split on whether or not he deserved to be convicted. It was a very small town.
Deserved to be convicted?
Right. Well, maybe it was a crime. I don't know.
Crime of passion?
Here's the thing with this. Girlfriend. I need more. That's all she fucking said.
What?
I need details. So if you're watching, please fucking send us the rest of the story if you can. Because
do you remember
I need
that happened at a town near us?
What?
Yeah, the people who owned... Oh, no, they didn't own it. They worked at the donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very... it was similar to Shameless.
Okay.
Where someone died and they were
cashing their security check.
Yes, and the person was in their house.
Yes!
Yeah, and everyone knew that the house smelled... they finally got caught.
That legit just almost made me...
Yep, sorry.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
I forgot about that until she started saying it. And I'm like, yeah, that happened here.
Ooh.
Well, they didn't... I don't know if they killed the person. I think the person
just died.
And they were like...
That is a crime, though, if you're just, like, still cashing their checks.
Yeah. And you don't report that they died?
Right.
Wait, is that a crime?
I think. I don't know. I think.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Other than, like, to commit a crime.
Right. So I think it is.
Okay. We've just decided.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
I'm a lawyer. This says... Hold on. Let's see.
Lawyer Bunny.
I am a lawyer and a rabbit. It's very weird.
And a cricket. And a falcon.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I was like, I'm a cricket? Yes, yeah. I am. All right, this says, this is not necessarily a scandal, but it will make you cringe. This one I get so mad about. I worked for a retail store and was in charge of the supply wall for the fresh side of the store, which involved climbing a giant ladder to put heavy boxes on shelves above my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst. It was the end of my shift one day, and a female manager stopped me to inform me that the older guy in receiving wanted her to let me know that the boys in the store were looking at my shirt while I was working the supply wall. They just wanted me to know so I could tuck my shirt in. I was caught...
Oh, that's a me problem.
I was caught very off guard at first. As the night went on, the angrier I got that the only solution anyone could come up with is to tuck in my shirt. It never crossed anyone's mind that these boys were doing something wrong. Sorry, I lost my place.
Ew.
The next day, I pushed myself to say something because the conversation shouldn't have started and certainly shouldn't have ended just with me. Sadly, nobody ever did anything or had another conversation about it.
Good for you.
Good for you, for sure, for advocating for yourself, because I fucking wouldn't have.
I don't know that I haven't either.
I would have been so embarrassed and been like, okay, I'll tuck my shirt in. Like, it's a me problem. Like I used to be when they were like, hey, boys can see your shoulders and it's giving them boners. Please go change. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm sorry.
God forbid.
God forbid my shoulders are out when it's 80 degrees in this fucking... I'm sorry. Yeah. It was like 90 degrees in our school and we had fans.
Yeah. And then I can't hear a goddamn thing
the teacher's saying. And it's distracting for you?
Yeah.
I'm sweating my ass off. I'm sorry that you have a boner.
I'm sweating and I can't hear, but God forbid
you're fucking...
my clavicle is out.
Yeah. Oh my God. This one said... The superintendent of our school system was fired after screenshots of raunchy messages and nudes were sent between himself and another member of the school system. The screenshots spread like wildfire, and most of our small town saw pictures of his weenie. That's what she said.
That's more common than you think.
Yeah. He was obviously fired and his poor wife and kids moved out of town. This happened about 5 years ago, but people still talk about it all the time. Attached, she put the screenshots. But it must be from like a news site, I'm assuming, because they're blurred out.
Yeah.
So
that
you
happened
can't
around
really...
here too. There was a school where a bunch of teachers' text messages got out, and it was
weren't
in the
they
news.
Like talking shit about kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I taught there.
Hey, again.
And I literally was like, I have to get out of this school. It's incredibly toxic.
Yeah.
And then that came out like maybe 2 years later and I'm like, told you.
Oh my God, that is so frustrating. Okay, I got another one.
Yeah.
I ran an after-school program at a Christian child development center. Each week the kids, learned a verse and on Fridays would recite it to the owner as he walked room to room. I didn't force...
Why do I feel weird about that?
Yeah. Thank you.
This man is here. Tell him your poem, ladies and gentlemen.
She said, I didn't force my school-age kids to learn the verse because they already have enough to learn.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like, literally. But this man who would throw things and get very loud if children didn't know their Bible verse also took it upon himself to make sure and tell all of my smaller children... If you're with children right now, first of all, you shouldn't be listening to us, but make sure they, anyways, to tell all of my smaller children that Santa was not real and quickly exited my classroom and told me to have fun dealing with their parents.
Because they didn't remember the Bible verse?
Yes. He did so much more, to include asking if my grandmother went to heaven or hell after she passed and many other things. He is a literal garbage human being.
He could be.
Yeah. The devil?
Literal scene. That person.
Yeah. Who the fuck does that to little kids?
Like, okay, like, we don't do Santa.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to be like, hey, kids. All you little children. What a terrifying person.
Mm-hmm. 100% that person is a sociopath.
As soon as she said that a guy would go room to room and make children recite a verse to him,
that
I was
seems
like,
very like, yeah.
For what?
For
what?
Fucking what?
Yeah.
I got another teaching one. In my first year of teaching, I was cornered in my classroom by an older teacher 2 days before the school year started and asked, how old even are you? You'll never look old enough to teach these students, even with makeup. First of all, what the fuck?
I used to get asked for my hall pass, or one time I walked in to the classroom.
There's a TikTok of a woman and she's walking down the hall and she's a sub and all these people are like, hall pass, and she keeps going, I'm a teacher. It was like
that happened to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like I said, I taught high school special ed. I was inclusion, so I would go from room to room for different subjects.
Yeah.
So I walked into the room. I knew that my co-teacher had taken a day, so I was actually going to have to lead class.
Yeah.
And the sub was in there, and I walked in, and I started, like, standing at the podium looking through the notes, and she was like, really cute. I get it. Go sit down. And I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, I get it. It's a funny joke. I'm a substitute. And I'm like, yeah, you're my substitute. Sit down. I'm running class.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is.
I, like, had to show my badge. Nothing made me feel more official than wearing a badge.
Oh my God. I love how comfortable you are with that. Like, you had to do it so many times.
I did. And I wouldn't wear it on a lanyard. I would always clip it on my belt, so I would just, like, snap it back to me. Like I was Paul Blart.
It is. Right now, you guys, she is miming, pulling out.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Listeners, you're going to want to go to YouTube and watch this one.
I'm aggressively pulling an imaginary guard from my hip.
Yeah.
And snapping, allowing it to imaginarily snap back to me.
It is hard, though, because I was just talking to somebody about this today. Oh, no, it was the person who did my hair. We were talking about how Noah, my son, has an uncle who has looked like he was a 30-year-old man all through high school.
Yeah.
He has not changed.
Yeah.
And I think he's almost
30. I had students I thought were older than me.
Yeah, 100%. He's always looked the same. He looked old, older in high school. And then now he just looks like he's supposed to be that age. But like, and then there's also people that like don't really age at all. So.
To those of you who are like shocked that we're almost 30, thank you.
Oh my God, yeah. People are like, what? How old are you guys? Because you're talking about millennial things, but you look like, except I cut all my hair off, so now I look like a mom again.
No, you don't.
It was really bothering me. I had to get rid of it. I'm like, ugh, get
someone,
it off.
I don't want to tell you this.
What?
Someone said that is the millennial Karen haircut.
What?
I disagree.
What is it? What is the millennial? Just like a, what is it? I just like
just a lob.
Oh, is this what that is? Literally why I did it was because I had such bad split ends.
And no, I
was
think it's cute.
I was like, hey, cut to where the split ends aren't anymore. Yeah. And that's what she did. So I was like, tight. Now it's all healthy hair. That's all I wanted.
No, I think it's cute. And I think that if anyone tries to tell you otherwise.
Well, I'll have a Karen haircut. I like to blend in. No, really. I want to blend in with them so that then I can be like, sneak attack, bitch.
You want to blend in with the Karens so you can infiltrate their Karen culture.
And then they're like, hey, right? Am I right about the server? And I'll be like, well, joke's on you, motherfucker. Oh, pull out my sunglasses.
You thought.
But no. I'm on the other team.
Yeah.
I disagree, though, because I think that the Karen that I know now in our is very much the long curls parted, the brown, very long. I'm thinking more along the lines of like...
I thought you were literally just describing my hair.
No.
Just in a different color. Brown. I know, but you said it's like long curls and I'm like... Oh.
I mean more like the basic, you know, and I'm very much like, I named my kid Ashlyn Renesmee.
Or something whatever. From Twilight?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're like,
I don't know. Someone's got this hair that you're talking about.
Someone has my
hair. See, I was like, I just want it to be someone else's hair. Don't come for my hair.
Literally.
No one's coming for your hair.
No,
I just
I
heard that
care.
Today and I don't even know the validity of it because I didn't see the TikTok.
Who
that
said
it?
I'll fucking cut you. I am a Karen. Who said it?
She like speak to your manager.
Honestly, I'm pissed. We'll talk about this later. Anyways. But you know what I'm saying? They're like, my kid's eating all organic. I made organic baby food. Or whatever
I
the fuck.
Tried.
Yeah, it's you.
She's like, I'm not the Karen. You're the Karen. Fuck off. I'm leaving. Podcast is over. We're breaking up.
It's over.
Look what you've done, TikTok.
I'm going to go back to my fucking rabbit hole.
Oh. I'm feeling more and more confident about you being a rabbit.
I know. I embodied it.
Yeah.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. You embunnied it.
Oh, my God. Will people just start calling me Bunny? I've always, when I get really old, that's the nickname I want to have.
Yeah,
like,
but
when
that's...
people are like, what do you call your grandma? Bunny.
Oh, that was so cute.
I know.
My mom's name is Bunny.
What? But your mom's mom was a rabbit?
Oh, yes. That's wild.
Yeah.
It was from the family sorority that we had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Theta Mega Tampon.
Theta Mega Tampon.
I'm Big Red. She's Bunny.
Yeah. I love that.
Our aunt is Bitsy.
Yes, the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot that I'm in the middle.
This is the middle?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the very beginning. Oh, okay. We have so much more to go. She was mad because I wanted to try teaching the lesson she had planned differently since my class was a special needs class and hers was an ELL class. You probably know what the fuck that means. I don't.
ELL, English language. Yeah. I think it's like English is a second language. And that's ESL. English liter...
Something everything English, something language.
Everything I'm trying to think of is not those letters. Okay. Everybody. I think it's like a language arts class, maybe?
She might have messed it up. I don't know.
No, I know ELL is something, okay. But I don't remember what it is. But okay, go ahead.
At my other school, I was on the coaching staff. There was a miscommunication situation between the 7th grade girls and us coaches. The girls thought they were not to dress... They were not to dress out on a state-mandated test day, which made total sense, but the coaches never said anything about not dressing out for last period athletics if testing ended early.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every single girl in our 80-plus athletic class did not bring shoes or clothes to dress out. Clearly, somehow, it was a misunderstanding, but rather than blow it off and let the girls play and have fun that period as originally planned, our female girls athletic director felt that they were trying to overthrow her and make decisions on their own. So she had them run either barefoot or not in proper shoes, running shoes, for most of the 45-minute period. The girls had bruises and blisters. I don't know how we didn't get sued, but I was so scared and couldn't do a single thing. And a second year teacher slash coach and first year at this school. These were both one of the many instances that I had to deal with while teaching.
That's
the
scary thing.
Appropriate.
That's the scary thing is like
Not being able to say, hey, this isn't fucking cool.
Yes. Not feeling like you can say, hey, this isn't okay, but then also feeling like I'm terrified that I'm going to go down with a ship that I don't want to be on.
Yes. Well, she said, these were some of the mild ones I felt okay sharing because I fear possible backlash in my new career. Although I am removed from public education, I fear the impact those coaches and teachers could still have as I am just starting out in my career phase of life.
See, that's the scary thing.
I know.
That's why I
wanted to say this one, because I knew you could resonate with that part especially.
Is that still now, there's so much of me that hearing some of those stories, I immediately could correlate it to something that happened, but I'm still terrified.
To speak about it?
To say what happened.
Yeah.
And
that is so fucked.
I know. And that people, I genuinely thought that when you heard my story and heard that I said I was afraid to drink a beer or an adult beverage of any kind or go to a swimming pool, like, I thought people were going to be like, you're being dramatic. Like, that's not every teacher. Like, I think it's just because you have a panic disorder. But knowing that the majority of teachers.
There were so many teachers that said that
Yes.
That it was exactly the same.
Yes. It was really, really validating. And I had someone else share with me that their mom is a teacher, and her mom is sick, and she was like, I can't take off. And she's like, yeah, you can. I can't miss school. It was genuinely like, it's easier to go to school than to plan not to be at school.
Yeah.
Those kids feel like your kids. They feel like your responsibility. You feel like you fail them.
Right.
If you're not there, because sometimes you are the only person who cares about them.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only safe space for them. And again, someone mentioned like that I was allowed to take credit. Like, I didn't need to say that I was privileged in being able to leave. Yeah. But I still really feel that I had a lot of privilege because of my financial stability and the fact that my husband had healthcare and like
that. Yeah, because I know that's why a lot of people do, is because their family members need that health, need that those benefits.
Right. Yeah. Or can't afford childcare in the summer.
Yeah.
So they stay home. So that's easier. It's like, I remember I bought clothes. I had a student who came in the winter, no coat, holes in his shirt, pants did not fit him. They were falling off. They were dirty. He never had clean clothes. He always smelled like he hadn't showered.
Yeah.
I bought him pants. I bought him a belt. We got him a coat. We got him socks and shoes. We got him new shirts. We got him hygiene products. Like, and we were told, how dare us.
Wow.
By the parents. No one at the school said this to us, but like the parents were like, how dare you assume
offended.
That we can't. Yeah. And I understand, like, that's a very, you know.
It's like a pride thing.
Yeah.
And I get it. But also, if you don't have the means for it, your child shouldn't have to go without.
Right. Thank you for reading those to me.
Yeah.
I was hoping that, you know, I wouldn't get super jacked out of my mind.
Sorry.
But now I'm like raging. I'm going to have to like go rearrange my bedroom furniture.
Yeah. Also, thank you guys for sending them in. That the response was incredible. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of them. Literally, it was overwhelming, the amount of people. So I kind of just went in order. But again, if you want to do something like this, if you have more that you just want to randomly send us, maybe I'll make a folder or something and put them in there so that we just always have
some. Or if you guys want a part two, we can see if we have more stuff to share.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate, like Sierra said, you feeling safe enough to share those stories with us, because it is not easy. And even though these are anonymous, I was watching a podcast today and they were talking about women in business and just how they're mistreated. And also, I want to say, it's when we talk about women in this way, it's anyone who presents as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, I know that everyone experiences mistreatment on some level. And it's just like, it's all disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's all so frustrating.
And it's hard to share, because there was a story that I had that I was going to share about when I got like.
Did you know we were wrapping up?
Yeah.
Did you want
to? He was like, come on, I have to just show yourself. But there was a time where at my job, I got okay. like,
I love you, not right now.
I got like, I wouldn't say assaulted, but definitely sexually harassed yeah. in a very aggressive way.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to tell that story because I tell it to people as a funny thing that mm-hmm. happened to me. But like when it happened, it was extremely traumatizing. Like, and my boss, when I told it to her, I was working as a massage, like, well, I wasn't even supposed to be doing massages, but I was because I have the license that I can do relaxation. But anyways, yeah. when I told her what happened, she was basically like, oh, well, I met him and he seemed like a nice guy. So I don't know what
couldn't
the problem
possibly.
Is. Then she had another worker do his massage the next time. And she was like, she said that he was fine. He didn't do anything. So basically called me a liar. And right. I was like, isn't that worse that he didn't do yeah. anything to her? That then he specifically did it to yeah. me?
Or how do you know that that person didn't feel completely uncomfortable and just didn't share?
Right. So anyways, I fucking quit that job. So right. I understand, again, that's a place of privilege to be able to quit a job like that. But if right. it, something like that happens, and I fully support putting your foot down. I know it's harder.
Yeah.
Harder said than done, but it's none
easier
of us deserve.
Said than done.
Sorry.
No, I just knew you'd listen to that words? Later and you'd be like, fucking hate yourself.
Yes.
For it. But yeah, we're just happy that you felt comfortable enough to share that. I knew when I was watching that podcast, I was like, oh, I could share a story like this. I could, if I were talking to them, they're in Canada.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, but I would really want them to blur my face and my voice.
Right.
I can't even share my story in a different country and feel like someone
wouldn't
hunt
see
me down.
Yes, literally. I yeah. know that's exactly why I didn't want to tell the full story because yeah. I've had to block it. That person tried to add me on Facebook.
Nope.
I had to fucking block him. And now I'm just like afraid because we live in a small town that yeah. I'll just like see him out. Yeah. Anyways, so thank you guys for sharing.
Yeah.
If you want to do it again, we do your tricks for us. We absolutely will.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. We, that's the that on all that.
Yeah.
So, all right. We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.